Welcome to the Art of High Performance Living. I am your host, Iron Mike Stone. We speak with best-selling authors, business leaders, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and the pros that know. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of High Performance Living. I am your host, Iron Mike Stone. Today, I am absolutely thrilled and excited to introduce John Schenck. John is the author of the recently released book, Champions, 15 Inspiring Comeback Stories from Sports and Life. John, are you with us?
I am.
All right. Well, thank you again for being on our show. We're going to get to know you a little bit here, and we're going to get into your book. First, tell me a little bit about the book. This is co-authored with who is your co-author?
Longtime sports writer in Chicago, George Castle.
Beautiful, beautiful. And it's a book of 15 true life stories of pro athletes that have had some challenges and major comebacks that they've had to go through, right?
It is, yes, Mike. It's a book that really captures the hurt, the despair, and the triumph that so many of these athletes have experienced. And so it goes through the journey of not only their professional accomplishments. Many have gold medals, World Series champions, Hall of Famers, and so forth. But it really captivates the challenges that they face personally, either leading up, during, or even after that. And it shows that the journey along their sports path in the big light is really nothing compared to what they've overcome personally.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. We're going to get into that and hear about their inspiring stories, which is just something I'm really looking forward to. But I want to kind of begin with your inspiring story. As I read your bio, you had started out as an entrepreneur at the ripe old age of like 9 years old, is what I'm hearing, huh?
I did, yes. I started buying and selling sports memorabilia. That's as a passion I really got myself into and enjoyed, and so that's kind of where my business venture started, and then it kind of went from there and working with these different athletes and various projects.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Tell me, take me back to the very beginning. What was the first trade you made? How much money did you make on your first sports memorabilia or baseball card?
Well, what's funny is I started off just going to the stadium and waiting for the players to get there, asking for an autograph on their way in or out of the stadium. And then I quickly realized that it was an expensive hobby, and my parents, although very generous, were kind of losing interest in keeping the finances afloat so that I could go out and buy the memorabilia. And so I decided, well, hey, you know, I'm going to start selling some of the duplicates, some of the stuff that I already have many of. And so started selling them on eBay. And it was crazy. I started with $100 and money to kind of get started. And within a few months, we were doing, a couple thousand dollars a month and just sales. And at 9 years old, 10 years
wow.
old, that was a lot of money for me at that time.
Wow. Like, what was going through your mind as a kid like that? I mean, did you have a concept of that's real money and that this is a big deal? Or was it just like fun and games and you were just kind of doing a hobby you loved and the money really didn't make sense to you?
You know, it's really just something I love doing. So the money to me was not the motivation behind it. It was kind of the benefit of enjoying the hobby, but it certainly was never something that I was doing to try to make a quick buck. It was something I was doing so that I could continue to have the fun of going out and getting these autographs.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's a great story. You're certainly the youngest starting entrepreneur I ever heard with that story. And I guess that put the seed in you that just that kind of grew to keeping you as an entrepreneur as the years went by. Also, in your bio, I see that you had got to know the St. Louis powerhouse player Jack Clark, and you impressed him, and you actually became his agent at the age of 16. Is that right?
It is. So I was working with him and others on various autograph appearances and stuff like that. And so after a while, he said, you know, you've been helping me with these various autograph appearances and stuff. Well, I would like you to continue to help on a more official level. So I started booking appearances, endorsements, things like that for him. And it continued to grow from there. And I was lucky enough to have other players continue to ask for similar assistance.
That is absolutely amazing. And that was, of course, I'm sure by far the youngest agent in sports history, huh?
Well, that's what they say, but you know, like it's been a very humbling path to say the least.
Wow. And again, reading through some of your bios and things, and I think one of the lessons I'm learning, and you know, we study entrepreneurs over here at the Art of High Performance Living, and I have a feeling that a lot of your success, and it might be just an innate skill, comes from, you know, I don't want to use the word networking, but relationships and getting to know people. And much like you got to know Jack Clark, just treating people right and meeting new people through the circle. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. I've never had to promote myself or any of the projects that we've been working on. I've been very blessed and fortunate to have really good friendships and relationships with so many of the athletes and other people that we work with. And so many of the relationships, even all the ones for this book, have kind of come naturally and organically through just developing these friendships and relationships with the people that we work with.
Well, that is totally incredible. You're living an inspired life. You're living as an entrepreneur, and you're living in the professional sports world, which I think a lot of people would be envious to associate with professional sports players. And with this book that you've published, it's an inspiring story. Tell me a little bit about it. You're running a business, a sports marketing business, all the while too. Is that your current venture?
Yeah, so it's published through our company, Signature Strength, and Signature Strength has basically three different things that we offer, from sports-themed literature, like this book. We do a lot with speaking engagements and continuing to work with these athletes to get, you know, more their name out there and doing endorsements, that kind of thing. And then we also do these holistically designed sports camps every year with several of the various athletes that we work with. And so that's kind of the full-time occupation there. In the books, Champions, and some of the other books we have coming out are published through that company.
I mean, that's really fascinating. How, and you're conceiving all of this out of thin air, right? You're about what, 24 years old right now?
I just turned 25 last week.
24. Well, happy birthday. Belated.
You.
But I mean, how do you, you know, you're it's a fat, where do you get the motivation and the power? Is there ever days you wake up and think, gosh, I'd like to go work for Johnson & Johnson or just get a regular job? Or is that just insane thought and every day you're just kind of creating and inventing and coming up with ideas and making it happen?
Well, as you know, as an entrepreneur, the life of an entrepreneur is not what most people think it is. And there's plenty of days where I'm sitting behind the desk and it's midnight, 1 a.m, and I'm thinking, what the heck have I got myself into here? That seems to happen often. But honestly, I don't think I would trade it for anything. I don't see myself working for, you know, a company where I sit there and I just follow this protocol or what they need done. I very much enjoy the creative aspect of coming up with things, problem solving, and figuring out ways to take these relationships and take these different projects we have and really make the most of it, both from a business perspective to make money, but also as a, you know, just kind of the seeing how much I can even motivate myself to take some of these just crazy wild ideas and turn them into a reality.
I love it absolutely. Well, congratulations to you on your success to date with everything you've had, and most particularly we're going to now talk about your book, Champions, 15 inspiring comeback stories from sports and life. And I'm looking at the some of the champions listed: Marv Levy, Bob Love, Fergie Jenkins, Just a great list of elite athletes. Tell me where did you get the creative idea, the inspiration to get this topic and put it together in a book?
Well, so many of these athletes that we've worked with go out and share their stories. And I've seen so many people emailing, calling, or even coming up to them after the event saying, oh, my gosh, I can relate to you. This, you know, I'm going through a similar thing, and your story has really inspired me. And so working with these athletes, oftentimes people think, oh, my gosh, these guys are out there making all this money. They live this great life. But what they don't realize is the challenges that they go through. And so I was thinking, well, you know, these athletes are on this platform. People will bring them into appearances. People will, you know, listen to them speak because they're interested in the sport. They're thinking, oh, these, you know, they're going to share great stories about their time on the, you know, World Series team or their Hall of Fame career or many of those aspects. And while they share those stories, people are so motivated and inspired when they hear their real life stories. And so I thought, what better way to put that, put these stories out there than to gather 15 of the most inspiring stories of these athletes that I know and putting them into a book to continue to inspire and encourage people who may be facing difficulties in their lives.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. And, you know, so often we get caught up in our own lives where we look at our own problems, be them just little things we make up in our own mind or serious problems that we have dealing with health or financial problems along the way. We think we're the only ones who have it. It's really kind of neat to get an insider's look at some of the great sports stars that are out there and recognize, hey, you know what? I'm not alone. Even the greats have problems that through. So I love that. Tell me how you were able to, how'd you do your research? How'd you find out who's, you know, kind of overcome? Was this something that was just out there in the domain, or did you have to really dig around to hunt down people that have had great challenges that they've had to overcome?
Well, luckily for me, I knew about 12 or 13 of the athletes personally that are in this book. And so I was familiar with their story. I was familiar with what they've, you know, publicly spoken about in their challenges and so forth. And I knew some of the more private details that have come out in this book. And so for those people, it was just very natural to get them involved. And then a few of them said, hey, what about this athlete or that athlete? And so the other few athletes that I didn't have a personal relationship with just came off the relationships that the athletes had with each other.
That's pretty incredible. That's pretty neat. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that some of the athletes had to overcome in the book.
Well, you know, the stories in this book are something that anybody can relate to. It goes talks about everything from death of a loved one to suicidal thoughts, even suicide attempts, to job loss, health issues, all these things that you and I or anybody else might deal with on a regular basis. And so some of the most inspiring stories, one that sticks out to me is Victoria Arlen, an ESPN personality, the youngest reporter to ever be hired by ESPN, comes out of a four-year coma. Doctor said there's no way she's going to make it. 4 years in a coma, and to even make things worse, she could hear absolutely everything that was happening around her, but couldn't respond in any way. And so she would hear the doctors telling her family, there's no way, you know, it might be time to pull the plug, but they didn't, luckily. And she goes on to win a gold medal in the paraplegic Olympic Games in swimming. I was paralyzed when she got out of the coma, and now she has overcome that, and she was just on Dancing with the Stars. So she goes from coma to Dancing with the Stars after being paralyzed and being hired by ESPN. So and then you've got Fergie Jenkins in there, Hall of Fame baseball player, who had to deal with the death of his mother during the season, to the death of his wife right before his Baseball Hall of Fame induction, to a caregiver going on a murder-suicide rage, and she killed his daughter right before committing suicide. And so, you know, and then you've got Ed Hearn, who from the 86 Mets goes on to have three life-saving kidney transplants, overcame cancer, but because of all this and the medicine he was on, became very depressed, sat in his basement with a gun to his head, thinking it's time to end it all. Just couldn't deal with the going from a major league catcher to a guy that couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. So those are just some of the stories in there. And you've got Amani McGee Stafford, WNBA basketball player, who had to overcome sexual abuse by a family member as a kid to becoming a basketball player, both domestically and internationally. So those are just some of the really just inspiring stories that are in this book, among many others.
Wow. I mean, talk about, I mean, some of those things you mentioned, just, you know, my God, to think somebody can come back from that is just totally inspiring. And it's a great, great book idea to get it out there and share it. I actually, ironically, have not been able to read this book yet, but I'm anxious to get my hands on it and devour it. It just is totally right up the alley of what we look at and study. And whether it's sports or anybody in their personal life, relationship troubles, when you start to really study success and you get out there, you really realize, my God, there's so many people that have been through so much and they're able to come back from it. You know, maybe it's something that one of our listeners or one of your book readers, you know, will get a message from there that, you know what, I can come back from my problem. It's nothing compared to, you know, being in a coma for 4 years, for gosh sakes.
Exactly. So many people that have read the book have said, you know, what I've been going through or the challenges I've had, this gives a whole new perspective to it. And that's, you know, I think what can guide people through this is just the perspective that these athletes are able to give in this book and thinking, wow, they overcame this. I do have the tools and I can overcome whatever challenge I might be going through right now.
Yeah, this is I've got a few people in mind that I'm going to buy a few copies of and give as a gift who are going through some challenges, just to kind of let them know they're not alone in challenges. And, you know, there is something on the other side. And, you know, one of the business guys I listened to even had a lecture and went so far as to say sometimes he thinks having challenges is a prerequisite to the ultimate level of success. You know, if it comes too easy a little bit, you've never really been tested enough. And, you know, when you're going through that, those hard periods of times, it's actually setting you up for your eventual, you know, ultimate glory. So just terrific topic for a book. Exciting. Let me take you on just a little bit of a tangent from your life, which is absolutely incredible, of what you've been accomplishing and what you've been tackling. And I'm sure you've had plenty of challenges, including the interviews and all the hard work you put together on this book. Kind of share some tidbits with our listeners, maybe some of our younger listeners who are kind of starting out their careers, be it, you know, just starting a new career or entrepreneurial challenges, new ventures or businesses or in sports. What are some of the lessons that you might share with our listeners for sticking with it and inspiring them to go out and chase their dreams?
Well, you know, I think that every entrepreneur, everybody in business that faces challenges, the success that you will eventually get really comes from having the stigma and the courage to overcome whatever might be going on. I'm convinced that every entrepreneur out there has had that moment, or every successful entrepreneur has had this moment where you come to the realization of, oh my gosh, I'm almost homeless, or I'm about to lose everything. I'm about to lose my business. And I sure as heck had that not too long ago, a few years ago, about 3 years ago, and the relationships that I had built up had saved me. The phone started ringing again, and things took a completely different course than what I thought they were going to. And so, you know, I always tell people when they ask what's the trick to success, I always say it's 100% about the relationships. If you don't have the relationships, then once you face those difficulties, once you face those challenges, then you may not be able to come through it. And the way that we've been able to be so successful has come from people, clients even, saying, I see that you're going through this issue or that issue. Let me help you. And that just says a lot right there, when you have your own clients and the people that you work with, working to keep your business afloat, working to keep your business relevant, because that they see the good work that's being done. And so I think that relationships is really what it comes down to. And then secondly, having a good group of advisors, much smarter than you, without the people that help me with the legal stuff and the accounting and the finances, I would not be where I am today. And so I've surrounded myself with the best advisors I can find and that I can work with. And so they sure as heck keep everything afloat with me and for me. And so those are the two things that have just been very, very much a blessing and have allowed me to do a lot of these projects that I'm working on now.
Well, I love it. I love it. I'm gonna reiterate that takeaway right there. 100% about the relationships. That is powerful. Build those relationships and do it honestly and ethically and for the right reasons. And I think it's a testimony to some of your success. And it's a fabulous book that you've shared with us. I'm anxious to get my copy and read through this thing. Where can people get their hands on their copy? Where can they learn more about your book and about you?
Yeah, they can go to our website, signaturestrength.org, that's signaturestrength.org, and they can read all about the different events and things that we're doing, some of our clients, and then they can also purchase the book on there. It's also available on Amazon.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, John Schenck, agent, author, entrepreneur, young man on the move. I'm going to follow your career. I think you've got great, bright future ahead of you, and I look forward to it, and I look forward to your future books. Thank you for being our guest today. And with that, I'm going to let you go.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Art of High Performance Living. As your gift, I'll be happy to send you my best-selling book, Ignite Your Life. Co-authored by Brian Tracy and dozens of other leading entrepreneurs. Sign up at imhighperformance.com or send me an email, mike@imhighperformance.
This copyrighted podcast is presented to you by Iron Mike Stone and the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to The Art of High Performance.